Thought for Today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I heed my perceptions. I heed my perceptions. We go along through life so often ignoring our perceptions, ignoring our inner wisdom, and ignoring the inner understanding that we have. We have an infinite capacity for smelling fragrances. We have an infinite capacity for being intuitively aware of whatever it is that we'd like to be aware of. And we have this infinite capacity, but what do we do with it? What do we do with the awarenesses, the comprehensions that come our way? We ignore them. And we ignore them primarily because we feel that they're not important. We feel that it's just a dreamer dream, and we give it no attention. And when we give it no attention, it goes away. And after a while, it ceases to impress itself upon our consciousness, and we no longer have those intuitive inner awarenesses, those perceptions. We no longer comprehend what is going on in our world. We have no awarenesses of the observation. Can you imagine a person whose job it is to smell fragrances? If for a while he allowed himself not to smell fragrances, he would get off of the attitude of smelling fragrances, and he could not smell the flowers. He could not smell the roses. He could not smell those flowers that go to make up the fragrances of the perfumes that are used. Oh yes, we have infinite capacity to do so many things. We have the infinite capacity to be aware of so many things and to live so many things, but do we do it? Do we do it? Do we train ourselves in our perceptions that we have? Do we train ourselves in the inner awareness that we have? Do we train ourselves in the understanding of who and what we are? Do we train ourselves? Why don't we train ourselves? Well, that's because we get lazy. We get lazy and we don't pay attention to what's going on in our world. And not paying attention to what's going on in our world, things go on in our world and they just pass us by. They pass us by because we do not heed our perceptions. We do not pay attention to our perceptions. We do not live our perceptions. And when we don't live our perceptions, what happens to us is that our perceptions cease to be pushing themselves into awareness in our consciousness. It's just like if we are a trained person who can have fragrance and awareness of the various flowers and know what they are for the perfumes that are made. Just if we would stop doing that, or if, as some people do, they become overstressed, they drink too much, and they no longer have a taste for things. They eat too much, and they eat with too many spices, and they eat with too many things, and they no longer have the ability to perceive the intuitively given awarenesses of the fragrances of foods and the taste of the foods. These things are going away. When we do not heed our perceptions, when we do not heed the things that are going on in our life and in our body and in our awareness, we can, you know. We can very much heed them, very much be harmonious with them, very much be in tune with them, if we want to. But do we really want to? What are we training ourselves to be aware of? Now, we can watch all the movies on earth. We can be aware of all the movies that take place, and we can be understanding of them, and we can say, oh, that's good, or we can feel compassion for them. But then as we watch them, we begin to see how attitudes take place, and we begin to see how conditions take place, and we begin to set aside certain things and bring forward other things. And we look for honor, we look for integrity, and we look for honesty, we look for love, We look for all things that are beautiful and good, and when we look for them, we find them. However, if we're going to look for ugliness, if we're going to look for unhappiness, that we'll find too. It's all a matter of what our perceptions are, what our comprehensions are. What do you comprehend in your life? What is the joy of your life? Are you a joyful person? Are you a person who is always looking for happiness and joy and peace and harmony? Are you a person who is always interested in that which is for your highest and best? Are you always interested in that which is bringing joy to your life, harmony to your life, peace to your life? Well, what about the rest of the world? Well, you can be sure, if you bring harmony and peace and joy to your life, the rest of the world will have harmony and joy and peace in its life, because the rest of the world is whatever you think about, whatever is the predominant attitude of your thought, whatever is the predominant ideal you hold in your heart. What is the predominant perception in your heart? What is the predominant ideal in your heart? Is it that you are loving yourself and that you are happy? That you are looking for joy in the world, and joy just seems to bound to your door? Whenever we turn our heart to the peace and the joy and the harmony and the goodness of the world, the peace, the joy, the harmony, and the goodness of the world just jump into our arms and say, "Take me, I'm yours. I love you. I want to be in your world." And all of the world is like that. All of the world loves to be with someone that appreciates it, someone who can perceive its inner depths, its inner beingness. What is it that you have for your infinite ability to smell fragrances? What is it you have in your infinite ability to be aware of peace and love? You cannot say there is peace on earth and then look for inharmony. You cannot say there is joy everywhere and then look for the lack of joy. You cannot look around and see all of the confusion in the world and then say to yourself, there is peace and there is joy. When you look around and you find the peace. You find the joy. You find the wisdom. You find the attitude that lets you feel a gentleness. The attitude that lets you feel that all is good and very good and all is fun and all is wonderful. And when you have that attitude, what happens to you? What happens to you is that you are the happiest person that ever could be. It's not a matter of what other people do that makes our life happy. It's a matter of what we do that makes our life happy. It's a matter of what we think that makes our life happy. That's up to each one of us to call out of our experiences, out of our perception, to heed our perception, to call out of our perception that which we perceive. Now, do you perceive the goodness in all? Do you perceive the peace in all? Do you perceive peace on earth? Do you perceive love in the hearts and minds of all beings? Do you perceive these things, or are you not looking at them? Are you not interested in them? It's up to you. It's up to you 100% of the time what you want to get out of life. I heed my perceptions. I heed my comprehensions. I heed my observations. I heed my infinite ability to smell the fragrances of flowers and recognize them. I heed my inner understanding. I heed my inner feeling of joy and love and goodness. And I follow it, and I love it, and I live in that awareness. I live in that observation. I live in that comprehension. I live in that understanding. For that inner understanding, that inner awareness of who I am, is the most important, the most wonderful, the most dynamic, the most exciting thing that I could ever do in my life. And this is all that matters to me, to heed my own perceptions. How do I perceive the world? And that is how the world is for me. I make it my choice. And as I make it my choice, I find that it is mine now and always. It is mine now and always, and I am the happiest guy in the world because it is now, mine and always. I let go, and I let my inner perceptions be my awareness every moment of my life. And that inner understanding reminds me to heed my perceptions, because that's my reality. Join me in this and have the greatest time of your life as you think this thought for today.